Blog Talk Radio.
To the show of Block Talk Radio at Suzanne Northrup, and it is a Monday night, and I think we're supposed to be close to spring. I don't know what's happening here. We're having Northeaster in the Northeast, so I don't know about the rest of you guys out there. I hope that, you know, you're warm and staying chilled or whatever it is, and, you know, I don't know if that Northeaster or that wind or whatever went in has made everything a little crazy tonight, but we have a really hot night tonight. We got, like, you're going to have, like, three people to, you know, to connect with, so the lines are hopping, and that's a good thing. But in the meantime, you know, like I said, you know, this is it. This should be a lot of fun, because I'm actually doing something I've never quite done before in terms of, like, out of the country doing chat things. Here we are while we're online. But I assure you we're going to have a lot of fun, and this should be, kind of be fun here. So anyway, speaking of, we are at the beginning of March, and we have definitely gone and come in, like I would, they would say, like a lion. Let's hope that the lamb is not too far around the corner here. And, for some of you the reason why it's been a little wild, actually, is I have been without electricity for 3 days. The good news is about that I am now in a place where I have electricity. I moved myself to a place of that. And prior to that, the other good news is that I have a generator that kind of keeps me sane through these moments where, Mother Nature decides to let us know that she's still hanging out. But in any case, so we're all good on this end. Like I said, we got a very exciting night tonight coming up. For those of you that know about it, you'll know actually one of my guests that we'll talk a little bit about, and then we'll let everybody introduce themselves along the line here. But you're going to be with three mediums, and I hope we don't completely blow out the wires or blow out anything else that's been going on for the last few days here as well, and not to mention where we are online here. But I know I've spoken to you guys about this online and done a lot of, you know, blasts and stuff that for people that have been emailing me and writing me for the last couple of years, when I'm returning to Toronto, ta-da, I am going to be returning there this month, actually. I am doing a wonderful weekend event with two wonderful mediums that happen to live there, and I've actually dragged myself to their area. Hope it'll be a little warmer, but it's going to be the 23rd and the 24th the 23rd and 24th of March. So I'm actually very excited about it. I've had a great time every time I've come to Canada, except I will say that 1 year in November was a bit on the chilly side. But, you know, we're figuring better results for March. But anyway, you're going to have the three of us tonight. This will be a lot of fun, and I'm very much looking forward to Mary Ann Kennedy's on the line and Lynn Zemeth on the line. Hi, guys. How you doing? Are you still there? Okay. Hello, Marianne and Lynn. All right. So let's just try another thing here, see where we are. So I know we had you on the line. Let's just double check and make sure we're still there here. Like I said, the phones have been very crazy, and we've been kind of very nuts on that line. So we're going to try to do, if we can do another redial here again. And see,
oh, we're,
we
here.
Can
you hear us, Suzanne?
Oh, you are. Okay, great.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Here.
I wonder where you went. Okay, good. Okay, that's good to know, since one's really wondering here back and forth, you know, what is and what isn't going on. So that's great to hear. So how you doing? How did you get like a Northeaster up there where you are?
We did not. We've
you did
steered
not.
Clear. No, we haven't.
Okay. So that's
we're
good. Then you're gonna have good. So you're going to have it all good when I'm there. Well, the lines are off the hook tonight. I'm very, very excited about this. I'm actually going to let, you know, Marianne, since you are, you know, the they would say the expert, you know, the bona fide of putting this together, this great, great event, which I think is going to be excited. Just for everybody's information there, FYI, tickets are really off the charts. I don't know how many are left. We could be up to the extent. I know that that's something that Mary Ann and Lynn has a little bit more information about me.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, if you're in the Toronto area or somewhere right outside of Toronto area for the weekend of March the 22nd, 23rd, you're in for a phenomenal treat having the three of us. You will probably end up having your brain fried by the time you spend a couple of days with us, but it will be a good brain fry, as they say, and it'll be really fun for all. So, again, you know, the number to call if anybody is 347-945-7785, 347-945-7785. You got us for the full hour. So, Marianne, I could be amiss here, so you can yell at me, Lynn, if I am, but this was sort of your idea in making. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. So the three of us, so I'll tell you a little bit about the weekend for anyone listening in. We're going to be doing the Friday night, March 23rd, and we're also going to be doing Saturday daytime, March 24th. And our Friday night in Guelph, which is about 45 minutes from Toronto, we are going to have an open platform. So we'll be doing a large group session there, messages from Spirit, all of that. We'll be doing a nice meet and greet, and we'll be taking some Q&As. And, of course, we'll have Suzanne with her, you know, 30-plus years of experience working with Spirit. We're going to have that as a great feature as well on the Friday night. And then Saturday is sort of going to be the day that makes this a little bit unique. We're going to spend the whole day, so that's 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and all of our participants, and we have about 10 tickets left. That's what we have about left for the weekend. So if you want those,
yeah,
definitely
visit. I knew we were down to the wire, yes. So.
Yeah, we are. So you can visit weekendwithspirit.eventbrite.ca to check those out, or any of our websites will have a link to that as well. So the Saturday is going to be full of learning. Everyone who participates in the weekend is going to be taking three separate workshops on the Saturday, one with Lynn, one with myself, one with you, Suzanne. And so it's sort of like a triple whammy in one day. And then if you think about it in a weekend sense, it's sort of a quadruple whammy. We'll have an evening with Spirit, which is something that, you know, Lynn and I do quite frequently, Suzanne, you do where you are and all over the states and all that. So we're going to be combining that with workshop and learning centers. And, yeah, we're really looking forward to doing that.
That's great. As I said, you will have no brains by the time you leave there, but you'll have a lot of, you know, a lot of fun and, you know, three different people from very different kind of styles and kind of like packed down information. So it should be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to, you know, but I'm sure some of you know this, but you know, I started on my practice actually longer than 30 years ago, but we don't have to talk about that. But one of the things that was actually, you know, quite significant to me was that, you know, a group of people that I had, you know, that had been clients and stuff, they kind of all got together one night. And this was about 35 years ago, actually, and they said, like, we want you to teach us. And I go, like, want me to teach you? And I go, like, yeah. And they said, we want you to, you know, pick your brain for as long as you've been doing this. And I said, okay. And that was pretty much right at the beginning when I did my practice. So I started out doing teaching, and I've always loved it. And I don't have the opportunity to do it very often, and I certainly don't have the opportunity to just, like, do an intensive, which there can be wonderful things about that, and I do think the fact that you have a blend of very, very different type of energies, and because it's like one person will connect with one person in one way and vice versa with everybody else, and,
that's
you
right.
know, with that you'll see which one really works for you. And the other thing is it taps into each one of our different kinds of abilities, because I'm sure you both are aware that, you know, it's like some people like say, like, I really want to learn to do this, and I really want to do this well. And I go, like, yeah, but you might be missing something about yourself that you do really even better that
sure.
you haven't chosen to look into. So, you know, those are just kind of like the nice things that come up. So you know, we, you know, you can, they, of course, can go to my website, which everybody knows is SuzanneNorthup.com. You can get more information, of course, from Marianne and Lynn as well. But let's shoot for some hot stuff tonight. I'll make you guys work in Canada, and let's take some calls and let's see what we got going here. Let's try. I could always do the gameplay of, you know, saying, like, you give you the numbers and you pick them out. But let's just try this number here. Let's see where we are. Hey, you're on the air with Marianne and Lynn and me.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. Doing good.
Yes? Good. Good. Don't be too enthusiastic about being good here. So what's your first name, dear?
Kate.
Kate. Hey, Kate. How are you doing tonight?
Doing all right.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to pull it out of you. All right, so you're doing all right. So do you have a question or something you want to ask? And, you know, one of us or whatever, I'm going to make the Toronto folks work. We'll step up the plate and see if we can help you out here. What do you want to know, dear?
Yeah, I had a question in terms of, location changes and switching my residences because I was thinking about making the change, but at the same time, it's like the feeling of security versus, being in a new environment where everything was a little bit more safer or felt more safe.
Okay, sounds fine. Okay. All right. So who wants to tackle that, guys?
Hi, Kate. It's Lynn. So let me just ask you about this energy around this move that I'm feeling as being very push-pull. Okay? Yes, I want to move forward. Then I take two steps back. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay? So it's like wanting to move forward, wanting to stay put, and there's you feel a little bit like an elastic band to me, okay, stretching out. And then pulling back in. And that doesn't seem like new energy to me. So has that been a pattern for you of backwards and forwards motion?
Again, it's the whole security versus wanting to branch out.
Yeah. So there's some fear-based thinking around that branching out is a bit fearful. Kate, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I was just getting some beeps on the phone. I wanted to make sure I was still connected with you. So
yeah,
so
we're still connected. Kate's just a little shy tonight, so we have to move with her a little bit. She's a little in the apprehensive deal, so we're going to just move with her kind of gently, Lynn. That sounds great.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So the feeling, Kate, is one of sort of standing within, I will say, just fear-based thinking, okay? And having a feel through, it's fearful sometimes to move ahead, but it's also fearful to stay stuck. Do you understand what I'm saying by that?
Yes.
Okay. And I will say that the moving forward, although fearful, it also seems freeing. Does that make sense
to
you? Well, the thing is that I've been trying to find a new housing situation, but it hasn't really panned out.
Okay. When you are stepping forward into a new area of life, though, if you are bringing forward with you all of those fears, all of those negative thoughts about moving forward, then it's like you create obstacles because you're sending out an energy ahead of you that is giving the universe a signal that you are not quite ready to make the move. Okay, so it's like you're sending out that signal and the universe sends responds and those places do not come up for you.
Okay, Kate. So basically what I think what Lynn is trying to say is that, you know, you can't be totally in the fear base and want to like sort of make a, you know, make a decision. Sometimes we have to just make a decision and sort of, you know, run its course. Isn't that what you're kind of saying, Lynn?
Yeah, absolutely. If
yeah.
you can put
yeah.
more energy into the forward thinking of this will be a good thing, if you can put more energy into that bank account than you currently are, then you're going to see a shift out ahead of you.
Okay, Kate?
I guess
so
it's just like I have been putting the energy, but the fruition is not really panned out.
Okay. I will say stick with that, all right? Stick with that visualization of where it is you want to be, all right? And that has
okay.
to be stronger than the energy that says it's better to be secure and stay put where I am.
So just try to take that in, Kate, and just, you know, breathe through it. And, you know, one of the things that I have learned, and I'm sure that, you know, both Marianne and Lynn will tell you, is that, you know, sometimes we dial up and sometimes it comes through and sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, you have to decide at that moment to either kind of flow with it or maybe step back and see where it is. But I can tell you one thing, fear is never kind of a good way to try to move ahead. So try to just, you know, take one step at a time. Try not to be too hard on yourself. All right, my dear? You have a great night.
Got it. You
take
too.
Care. Bye-bye. So, all right. So that was a good way to go, guys. But just, you know, real quick so everybody knows here, what, you know, this is going to be a great weekend of connection, healing, learning, and you're going to be joined by Marianne Kennedy, Lynn Simmet, along with me, and it'll be mediums, teachers, authors, and all of the above from, you know, learning separate workshops, as Marianne explained, you know, intuitive development, mediumship, soul contacts, past lives, much more. And like I said, it'll be a very good, what I would call brain fry, not for the week of heart, but one for those for a week of having a lot of fun. And this, and no, actually, I'm not sort of saying that, you know, this would or wouldn't be good for Kate, but you know what, Kate could probably pick up a few things that might help her stay a little more solid, and you know where she kind of is right now, sort of
for sure.
We'll take one more phone call here before we take a break. Let's go with this one here. Let's try this one. Hi, you're on the air with Marianne, Lynn, and me.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Who am I talking to?
Wondering. Hi there.
Yes.
My name is Christina. I'm from New York.
Hi, Christina from New York. Oh, that's a good place. Okay.
Thanks.
Yes. Go ahead, my dear.
Well, I was just calling. I was wondering if I could connect with my mom.
Okay.
She passed.
Don't tell us anything.
Okay.
We don't want to know.
Okay.
That's our job.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want to run with this a little bit, Marianne? Is that you
sure.
want to step up to the plate here, as I say?
What
okay.
did you say your name was? Christina?
Christine.
Christine. Okay. Okay, you're going to let me know if this sounds like your mom. So I do want to talk about an older female, but I do want to talk about someone that I would say probably wouldn't have made it necessarily into elderly age, but I do want to talk about an older female. And if I do talk about her passing, I do want to talk about, like, she's got a medical health-related issue around her as opposed to, like, an accident or tragedy. Does that make sense for your mom?
Yes.
Okay. And... I want to talk about either, I'm not sure if she's referencing being actually some level of religious or if she's talking about being spiritual, but there's a faith to her when she was here. Does that make sense for her?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, great. I do want to say this to you. I don't know that this would necessarily be something that she would have done when she was here in the physical world, meaning talking to a medium, but this is okay. This is all right. So she doesn't want any concerns around that.
Yes.
Do you feel like you just want to hear a message from your mom, or is there something in particular you want to ask her about?
Yeah, I just miss her.
Yeah. You do. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just
That's
hear
a hard one.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah, she's just showing me sort of like dips and coming up and down and up and down, and it's related to grief and it is related to loss. So I feel like you have really good up days. You got, you know, blocks of time where you're feeling all right, you're functioning pretty well, and then she's also showing me you taking dips. So I feel like you're not in a constant dip, but I feel like it's a bit of an up and down for you still. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Right. So you know on the days that you're dipping down, you know you survive them, one thing, okay? So I know it's hard in that moment to think out of it, but she's saying to look back historically, you see you always bump out of it, she's saying. The one thing, too, is that she makes me feel like as time goes on, sometimes you have this perspective or this view that you're moving farther away from her. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's telling me that you feel like that, but... You see, it's like a lens that we're choosing to view that through, because in the greatest form of reality, that's not true at all. But this is the thing, is part of the process of viewing it like that is either consciously or subconsciously, because we believe that our memories that we've made with them have ended when they left the physical world. And in fact, that's not true. So if we think that our last moments with them, the end of our relationship with them, either consciously or subconsciously ended when they left the physical world, then we do have experiences of feeling like we are moving farther and farther away from them. And what she's asking you to do is to consider the reality that, in fact, your relationship is still alive, it still exists, it's still well. The memories that you're making, she's also sharing with you. And that might be just a small tweak in a thought, but she says that it'll make great changes for you in terms of your perspective on the really tough days. On the really tough days, she's not behind you. She's right there with you. That's what she wants me to say to you.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
Okay, my dear. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very nice, Christine. I want to ask you one last thing, though. Your mom showed me a cross.
Oh,
is that
yeah.
passed down?
Yeah.
Do you have it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, do you, like, wear it? Do you have it in your hand? What, I mean, like, she's showing it to me, like, waving in front of my face.
Yeah, I wear it. I mean, I don't wear it all the time, but, I mean,
yeah,
I wear it.
What made me think about it is that she was waving it in front of my face when, you know, Marianne was talking to you. So I just
It's the same image she showed when she made her religious spiritual reference. So very good that it's
so
an
it's
actual
just like she's waving
object.
It in front of the face. It's like, you know, the thing is it's a physical thing, but you know that that is such an energetic thing connected to your mom. So it's just like, you know, when you have those thoughts about it, you know, like maybe just wave it in front of your face. Just think about it and, you know, and you never know, you may at that moment may feel, you know, a spark or a presence or whatever it is. So, but I'll tell you something, she's a powerhouse. So don't think she's gone too far away. That I can tell you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome, dear.
You're welcome.
You have a great, great night, and a happy spring coming to you, Christine.
You guys, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Nice. Okay. We're rocking on the boat here. What we're going to do is we are going to take a quick break. And, again, the number to call, guys, is 347-945-7785. And, like I said, you know, I gave you our whirlwind weekend that's coming up here, the 23rd and 24th of March. By that time, we'll be officially spring, and the birds will be perking and doing all kinds of stuff when we do that. So we'll take a real quick break. My special guest, of course, is Marianne Kennedy and Lynn Zammit, and we were going to be doing this phenomenal event outside of Toronto on March 23rd and 24th. Looking forward to the few people that have tickets that have left to get on the stick and get them. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
This is Suzanne's website, www.suzannenorthrup.com, for all the latest news, calendar, and for any events. You can also sign up for her newsletter at www.suzannenorthrup.com. That's SUZANENORTHROP.
Welcome back with my special guest and soon-to-be Weekend Fun people, Marianne Kennedy and Lynn Zemet. So, I haven't been to Toronto in about a year or two, and I keep getting emails. So I'm very happy that Marianne approached me, because this would be a lot of fun, and it's stuff that we really all love doing, and I'm sure it's going to be just grand. Okay, so again, the number to call is 347-945-7785. Although the lines are fairly booked, but you never know. It's kind of one of those things. So what I'm going to do with you guys is I'm going to give you some numbers, and you tell me what hits you: 402-207-310-917-845-402.
So you want us
any
to pick
those two? Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. We'll go with 917 to start.
Okay. Let's start with that. Okay. Hello, you're on the air with Marianne and Lynn and me.
Hi, how are you?
We're well.
Good.
How are you?
How are you?
Wow, I am good. Thank you. My name is Nisa.
Is that with an N?
Yes.
Or with an L?
No,
with
an N.
Right? Okay. Hi, Nisa. How you doing?
Hi. I'm not doing so good.
Okay.
I'm processing some things, and I'm wondering, do you see anything good coming soon? Because I'm going through a bit of a hard time.
This sounds like this is yours, Lynn, because we were discussing hard times and having difficulties and all of that. We just had that conversation. So, seems to be a theme here. So.
Sounds good.
So.
Nisa, what's pinging for me is your solar plexus. It's the area that we hold our deepest beliefs about ourselves. And that is pinging for me tonight, as if there's a lot of second-guessing, and I will say self-doubts, taking place right now that is almost feels like it's a bit of paralysis, like which way do I go? Does that make sense?
A little, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at your throat, I feel in my body where there are energy blocks and difficulties. So my throat is also suggesting to me that this is something that is a struggle for you to speak out loud about. This phone call in itself is like a real stretch for you to call a number and begin to talk about these things with someone.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of kept all bottled in.
Yeah.
And that's not a healthy way to live, my dear. Okay.
Well, it's not been bottled up anymore. It's actually all came out.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Well, it's a good thing, but the response hasn't been very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because when we finally find our voice, then we have to expect that those around us, that is new for them too, right, when we find our voice.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been very hard.
All you want to do now, I will say, is take baby steps forward.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, it can go very slow, yes.
Absolutely. It doesn't feel to me like you're in a position or willing to take, like, big jumps, big leaps forward right now, but you would be happy if you just kind of progressed almost on a daily basis with little baby steps to get you into a better place.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Yeah, that could work.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Well, the thing is that you kind of did what Lynn said. You sort of like you started the ball rolling, and sometimes you got to like let it fall away. And she said like just kind of like walk gently with it and see where our next phase is. So.
And can I just add something in there? Is it Nisa or Nisa?
Nisa.
Sorry. Nisa, right? Nisa, yeah?
Nisa,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a question for you. When I'm just tuning into this, a couple of things are coming up for me, and it's similar to Lynn, comes up around the solar plexus initially, but let me ask you, have there been experiences that you've been going through recently where there are people on the outside of you who have sort of been people other than you that have in some way mirrored to you some view of your value, meaning have you placed the assessment of your value as a person in someone else other than yourself?
No.
Okay. So let me just rephrase that to see if I can get that any clearer. Is there a relationship or relationships that you've been in feeling somewhere around the recent level where their value of you has impacted you because it feels either, not positive or not in the way that you might like it to?
Maybe, but I've let go of that person.
Okay, no problem. The thing that's coming up here for me, though, is it feels like there's still some wounding around that, even if you've released that person. And what's coming up here is sort of like a message to pass along to you is this. And I feel like you've already started some of this process, but what they want me to say is to remember this. Sometimes when we can't understand why something difficult or challenging has shown up, we can respond in all kinds of ways. We can really expand our throat chakra. We can be angry about it. We can lash out about it. We can just express it, this type of thing. But what they want me to say to you is when we can't understand, or aren't comfortable with some things that have happened to us, it's so, so important that in the steps forward we ask ourselves and we say it like this, rather than why did this happen to me, it's rephrasing it and saying what am I to learn out of this? Okay, because there's learning inherently wrapped up in all of our challenges, and that's why they present. And so the question of how to step forward is a good one, but we also have to ask ourselves in the steps forward, what am I to learn out of these experiences? What was here for me to become a better person in my own life, to show up in my own life in a different way?
Yeah.
So don't forget that in the challenges, that's where we find the learning pieces. That's where we find the new wisdom for us.
Okay.
Yeah, fabulous. I know.
What's
okay,
that?
Okay, Nisa, that sounds like good stuff.
No, I said, yes, I know.
Oh, good.
Good, good, good. Very good. Wonderful. Well, I think you got some really, really, really solid stuff to, like, think about, write down, and kind of, like, run it through your system, as they say. So, all right, my dear, you have a great night, and, as they say, keep on keeping on, all right?
Yep.
Okay, take care. Okay, good stuff here. All right, let's try to take one more before we do a break here. Do I give you some numbers again?
Sure, go ahead.
Like
Lynn can pick this one.
Okay.
Was there a number that was like 845?
Yes, there was.
Okay.
That was. You got it. It's all yours, girl. Hello?
Here, I get a truck. I get the flashlight from
the. I think we got
a sister.
Hello.
You get more business, darling.
I think we got a. I think we got a wild party going on, guys.
Yep.
I think you picked a wild party there, Lynn.
I did. No,
you did.
That was no mistake.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna So I'll give you some. We want to try again here. We'll give you some other numbers. We'll try 207-929-310. Let's see what else we got here. We got a 402, a 504. Are we trying again, Lynn?
Let's do 402.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Hello. You're on the air with Marianne, Lynn, and me. Hello.
Yeah, hi, thank you.
You're very
this
welcome.
Is Karen.
How are you doing? Karen?
Good. Yes, I was just hoping to receive a message from my mom.
Okay.
Connect with her.
Seems to be Mother's Night. Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Anybody want to do that one?
You want to get started on that, Suzanne?
Yeah, I will actually. So,
yeah,
Karen, real quick here, when your mom comes through here. First of all, your mom's a pistol and a half. I just got to tell you that. I don't know how else to describe her, but she definitely comes through as a pistol and a half. You understand that? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she's very, very, a little bit of a force to reckon with. So I want you to know that she's not a wallflower by any means of the earth. And I think, to be honest with you,
right.
I think you got a lot of your mama's blood.
So
that's a really, really good thing here. Now, frankly, Karen, your mom comes with two other people. So I'm going to gather one of them is her mom, which would be your grandma. And there must have been an aunt or must have been an aunt or a sister there.
Yes.
Is that your mom's sister then, your aunt? Is that where I am, or is this another sister?
She has a sister that's there and a sister-in-law that's there.
Okay, got it. I see sisters-in-law sort of all on the same plane. Do you understand this? And I'll tell you something. They're all coming together because they were all very intricately connected with each other.
Yes.
And I would say that if you grew up around them, that's why I said to you that I could see why that you would be a pistol connected to your mom because you have these unbelievably very cool, strong women all around you. So,
yeah, they are.
We're not wallflowers here.
My mother's aunt also was quite a pistol, and she was very close to her. Her aunt was like a second mother to her, so it might be her aunt that's there. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you something. She comes very strongly with two people. So it could very well have been her and as opposed to your grandma because it's like those two people, like they were like her, you know, BFFs. They were very connected.
Right.
And I know that energy was very strong and you were raised around it. And my guessing would be being around this kind of energy, you would probably miss them really badly because this was to mention a lot of fun. I mean, real powerhouse stuff.
Right.
So, I could see why you know this would not be easy. One of them must have a June or July birth or passing. I'm not sure which one that is.
My June or July passing. Oh God.
Yeah, it's June or July birth or passing. When I get months, it's birth or passing.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Write it down because that's how they're identifying it. And it could be another one who's coming with them you may not know about.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. Now, I want to ask you one other quick thing here. With me, I don't have one, but I have two dead dogs.
Okay.
So are they your dogs? Are they their dogs? But they're bringing the dogs with them.
Possibly. They'd be mine. I believe they would be mine or, you know, one was my mom, too. I don't know.
Then my guessing is that your mom is bringing your dogs here to let you know that they're all hanging out together.
That's great.
Because she said, they were your other buds, Karen. So they're all in very good, very good hands.
Great.
Now, I don't know if these were yours because she's making this reference. So if it's not this, an identification that must be connected to either her or whatever it is. I feel like one of these dogs is buried like near one of the houses that was like a big deal.
I've got two buried by the house.
Okay, is this your house, their house? There's got to be some kind of a connection with the house because they wouldn't bring it up otherwise.
Right, it's where I live now. It's supposed to be my house, but a lot of problems happening.
It's interesting because, you see, from the way your mom is showing me, there's a lot of heart here. And if there's issues where there's not a lot of heart, my guessing is that would be why she'd be bringing it up. Do you understand?
That would be why she what?
that would be why she'd be bringing this up, if this would be very significantly right going on with you right now. Do you understand this? This would be your mom, like, stepping in and, like, saying, like, I want you to know I got your back through this. We got to wade through this water here, all right? But, you know, I've got the family. We're all here around you getting your back through this right now, especially if this is a hard time. Because there's something that should be connected with this home thing that should be very heartfelt, Karen, very heartfelt. And if that's not happening, then we're off kilter. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So she wants you to know this must be a breathing through everything tonight, life. But just breathe through this. I'm not going to give you a magic wand that it's going to be all fine and wonderful tomorrow, but you will get through this, Wade, and you will get things back into more and harmonious balance, which works for you in your home.
Yeah, it's really bad now.
Yeah, right now it's not the best. But I just want you to know that that's why your mom is coming through so strong with these other people and your little, you know, four-legged babies here. And they want you to know, we've got your back through this, all right? So just you take their pistol energy and just keep it right within your center. And that's try that to be your focal point. And let that be your ground, because you got it.
Can I ask a question?
Okay.
Sure. Today's the anniversary of my mom passing.
Yes.
And it's great that you told me that with, you know, the people that she loved. That's like my only comfort. But
I understand.
Could you ask her about her passing? If she understands, if she could bring me, you know, tell me anything that of consolation about that.
Okay. First of all, I want to sort of say this to you. This is your stuff, not hers.
Right.
Okay? And why I'm emphasizing this is that your mom wants you to know that you were there 24/7 through this process with her. Don't ever think you weren't. Don't ever think you didn't go beyond the core. That's something that you have to get within yourself. This is not her thing with you. This is your thing with you. Do you understand? That's how you've entered her consciousness. So I'm just saying to you, you know what, that's in your head. I'm just going to be very direct with you here. That's in your head. That's not her connection with you. She's coming through with nothing but love, and then I got your back, all right? Don't waste that, because that's going to be a waste of your connection with love with your mom, period.
Okay.
That's the last thing you want to be doing, because all it's going to do is make you feel bad when you should not be feeling bad. Well, you should be just feeling bad because you miss her and you love her, and she's not. You can't make the phone call right now. But don't put that other stuff in the way, because that's just gonna like put walls between the love you got for each other.
Right.
All right. All right. That's what she wants you to be focusing on. And I can tell you this: there's no coincidence she got through today. That I can tell you.
That's right.
All right, sweetie.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Take your mama's blood and run with it.
Yeah. I wish.
All right, dear.
Yeah.
You have a nice
thank
night, all right?
So
you're welcome,
okay,
dear.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So who picked the 402 is what I want to know.
Happy anniversary.
That's right.
Happy anniversary. That was a good one on a happy anniversary here. Okay. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll come back. We've got another good solid 10 minutes for the show, and let's talk a little bit about the event, and then we'll take some more calls. Again, this is Suzanne North of Blog Talk Radio with my special guests, Marianne Kennedy and Lynn Zabit. Am I pronouncing it right? Is it Zabit?
Yeah. It is Zamet. It's like damn it with a Z.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I thought I was pretty close. Okay, good. And we'll be right back.
This is Suzanne's website, www.suzannenorthrup.com, for all the latest news, calendar, and for any events. You can also sign up for her newsletter at www.suzannenorthrup.com. That's SUZANENORTHROP.
Welcome back to Suzanne at Block Talk Radio and my special guest, Marianne Kennedy, and then Zabit. And so do you guys want to, like, add? I mean, I know we obviously sort of covered, you know, what's going to be sort of happening this weekend. Is there any other little tidbits you want to pass on to folks?
Yeah,
I would certainly like to add a little bit about, especially this Saturday, we'll have a great time on Friday night, sort of dipping into the energy field with spirit and getting messages from our loved ones. Saturday, it will be sort of a round robin day of three different workshops, intuitive and psychic development, where the participants will go through a lot of different exercises and test their own abilities. We'll have another workshop that will be on mediumship, connecting in to the other side, into messages from spirit. And then the third one is on past life regression, looking at our soul contracts and what we plan when we're on the other side in terms of our life story. And so participants will have a chance to experience all three of those on the Saturday.
Cool. Sounds good to me.
We're super excited, too, to have you, Suzanne, because, you know, the Friday night, our meet and greet and our live platform and our Q&A, you know, we're going to get to pick the brain of someone who's been doing this as their life's work for several decades, and I think that everyone's really excited about that.
Oh, that's nice. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's very, very, very nice of you all. So, but no, this will be fun. This will be fun, and I think it's going to be a great gift to those folks in Canada. outside of Toronto, where the flowers are just going to be blooming when I get there. So,
we hope so. We'll keep our fingers crossed for that.
Yes, we will do that. All right. So let's give another shout out to this one here. Let's see. I'll try one here. See where I hit it is, and we'll see who I'll give it to here. All right, let's try. I don't want to hit the wrong buttons here. Hi, you're on the air with Marianne, Lynn, and Suzanne. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
You're on the air with Marianne, Lynn, and Suzanne.
Good evening,
Are you still there?
Good evening.
Hi.
You dumbass.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, we're still here. What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Is that you, Suzanne?
Yes, it is.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Sorry about that. I heard another voice. I thought it was somebody else answering your phone call.
Well, that's okay. I won't swear, but you can, you know, that's not so bad. We've known a few of those in our life, so it's okay.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You're
My name
you're
is
forgiven.
Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Life is chaotic right now, I have to tell you that. But we have a relative who is in the hospital right now, and somebody has been around us trying to tell us something. And my husband and I are trying to figure out who it is that's around us.
Okay. Well, that is that up your line, Lynn? I mean, we can all chat about these things, but
let's jump in.
Yeah. Just jump in.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
While you're thinking about that, I got one question here. Pat, is your mom passed, Pat?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. This person's either your mom or connected to your mom. I'm on that side of the family. Like, this person knew this person. I mean, this person definitely knew this person that's there. And there's definitely some kind of a link. Is this a male vibration? Pat?
Is it
Female.
Okay, so it's a female that's in the hospital as well?
Yes.
Okay, so then this female somehow is connected to your mom and there's a male involved somewhere. There's a male link.
Okay. Now, is it my mom or my husband's mom? They're both passed.
I'm thinking I'm more on your side, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm connecting into the other side. So I've got the husband's side as well. So interesting.
Okay.
You've got lots of visitors happening.
Yeah. So
oh,
that
wow.
means if they're getting, we're getting both sides, that means that they're like they're having like jury duty, you know. hanging out with
that
this person.
Could be happening. Well, the person in the hospital is on my husband's side.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But wasn't your mom connected to your husband?
Yep.
Yeah, that's why. I feel like that's her thing of like, because she was very connected to him being there for his side of the family. That makes a whole lot of sense. And then Marianne picking up his side. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering. Go ahead, Pat.
Go ahead. Our parents.
No, you go ahead,
Marianne.
Oh, okay. Pat, have you, I'm just trying to find out where this fits in, but have you got pets at home?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had phenomenon happening with the pets, like somebody, like, you know, they're responding to something that you aren't seeing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're making contact. Like, they really are making contact significantly around this time period. And listen, it's not to say this isn't like an omen, like an, you know, something like that. Hey, you know, you got to prepare, even though that may be a part of it. They just want, they want to send this reminder that there's, you know, there's more to life than what you can see. And that just like we all gather and support each other here in form, they also do that in spirit. But they are making me feel like there's, you know, the pets have made notice and you've noticed it. And, you know, it is one of the ways that they want to let you know that they're around. So you've been noticing the signs and it's the real deal, because really there is a lot of visiting going on right now.
Okay. Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What's
okay.
the deal with this person's chest?
Chest.
The person
yeah,
in the
what's
hospital?
The deal with her chest? Yeah. Yeah.
It's breathing difficulties. We're
yeah,
not
I
sure
feel like
exactly
I got a lot. Of,
I feel like
I got one of those elephants sitting on my chest, you know. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very heavy.
Okay. Okay. Does it feel like, I mean, I hate to ask this. Does it feel like she's going to be leaving us? I'll put it that way.
Well, you know, none of us can give you that, babe, because that's, you know, that's not the rules. But
yeah.
I will tell you this. She's got a lot of company from, as Marianne and Lynn are saying, she's got a lot of company from the other folks. In her realm,
okay.
In our realm, in the other realm around her. She's got a lot of visitors.
Okay.
Let's put you that way.
Well, they've been driving us nuts.
Yeah.
Well, they want you to know that they're around her. You know, that's what they're doing.
Yep. So I've got your your mother-in-law, she's just saying something to me, and I don't know if this is going to be a role for you or if it's someone else close to the woman in the hospital, but she's just saying to me that so this woman that's in the hospital, I feel like there's some communication happening there in this way, and I'm going to illustrate by example because it's the clearest way to demonstrate it. But, you know, if someone is uncomfortable in a particular way, either physically or emotionally or mentally, I'm not sure if the woman that's in the hospital has been communicating something like that. And I feel like your mother-in-law is saying, like, can people listen a little bit closer to some of the needs that she's either showing she needs or is expressing that she needs. And I know that everything's being done, I get it, but it feels like even creature comforts, that type of thing, or like an adjustment here or a rub on the back there or a shift of the hip. Do you hear what I'm saying there? She's saying that there's some needs there. There are some needs there that are being just slightly overlooked. And even if it's just a level of comfort, she's like, can people pay attention, a little bit closer attention? And I don't know if it's you that needs to do that or if that's a message that you need to pass along, but there are a few things that can be done just to help the comfort of the situation in that moment for her. She wants me to say, does that make sense for you?
Absolutely. And it's her sister that's in the hospital.
Okay, perfect. Because she's real concerned about it. She wants to make sure that people are helping out as much as they can. Because, you know, we still do it. We have a physical body. We experience life here. And sometimes those things can, you know, include suffering in some way. And if there's some, you know, measures to alleviate that, even in small ways, it's important for her. And it's important for her, for her sister. So just listen up a little bit closer, okay, or pay attention a little bit closer, whoever's job that is, and then give some response to help help her out, even in small ways, okay?
Okay, I will do that. There's one more question. My
Before
husband
I ask
had
you that,
called.
Yeah, is there one other question here? So this is on your husband's side, correct?
Yes.
So would the male that they would be identifying be your husband then? Is that where the link is with the female?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because they keep running the link of the male connected to the female. So that's where we are. All right. Just
okay,
sort of
well,
an insert.
It's
yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that because my husband tried calling or he got a phone call, and it was from the person who's in the hospital, only he couldn't answer it. And then he found out that it was her home phone number, and she was already in the hospital, so it couldn't have been her.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. There
so
you go.
So who was the phone call? That's what I'm asking.
They have their
you
ways, Pat.
It really doesn't matter. It's like all these folks around her hanging out.
That's right.
That's
okay,
the most important
exactly
thing.
That's what we thought. It was amazing.
Good.
That's great. So there's really no dumbasses around here, Pat. You know, we're good. And I know that's one of the words you could say on air. So I know all the swear words you could say on air. So we're good on that one. All right,
well,
my dear. You have a great night. We'll keep
you
going on our
you
thoughts.
You also. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. wouldn't you know it's somebody I know. There you go.
Is that right? Oh, okay.
Well, I guess I know. I mean, I don't know her, but, you know, she calls into the show every once in a while,
okay.
You know.
Okay, yeah.
I recognize the laugh, you know.
Yeah.
She's a pretty cool lady here. So we have 3 minutes left. What do you want to do, kids? You tell me.
I will just I'll just add our website again for our tickets for our show. Again, we've got about 10 tickets left for the weekend, and you can find them at weekendwithspirit.eventbrite.ca. We know we've got a lot of people here in Canada, a lot of people that connect with us that wanted to call in today, and I know some are listening live. We couldn't get a toll-free number. We're sorry about that, but Suzanne will be here in March, and the three of us will be together again, and we'll do the same sort of kicking up our heels, doing, you know, having a lot of fun and doing a lot of teaching and learning. So if you weren't able to call in today, where we are in Canada, you are welcome to visit us in Guelph at the Victoria Park Golf Club, March 23rd, March 24th.
And they don't have to worry about a toll number because I'll be there. So
exactly, yeah.
They won't need a toll number. They'll have us all in body, kind of like doing their thing. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you in the process of people that had had signed up for the weekend, did you require them to bring any certain things? Because what I sort of planned what I was going to do is that, you know, I have kind of like what I call the foundational type things that I've used forever in my practice, and rather than make 80 copies of everything, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on a PDF. So, so people will be able to do that. So, I didn't know if there were other things you were requiring people to bring with them, but I figured that, that would be certainly one way that I could give some of my information that I have passed on through the years of the basics of metaphysics of spirituality, what's really important. So,
we've got our audio videos and all that going on, so... Yeah, it is definitely going to be interactive and experiential and technological at the same time. So, yeah, we've got all that set up for us.
Sounds good. And did you have any last – we're like really on the wire here, kids. Any last-minute things you want to say, Lynn?
I would just say I want to thank the callers for calling in tonight, and even if they didn't get a pickup – I'm sure they were listening in, and so it was lovely to work cross-border with you. This is the spiritual version of NAFTA, and it works.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, anyway, you know where the event is. You can go to my website. You can go to A Weekend with Spirit. Give that website again, Marianne.
Weekendwithspirit.eventbrite.ca.
Okay, sounds great. So, this is great, kids, and looking forward to the weekend and everybody else out there. Just, stay tuned, check it out, and if you can, you'll end up there and you will I suggest do it soon. You'll be really happy. And as always, I hope that everything you want may be yours. Okay, good job, guys.
That was great. Thank you, Suzanne.
I was just
You're
saying
welcome.
It was really nice to connect the three of our energies together because we haven't been able to do that yet.
Yeah, well, there you go. And we'll get to do it soon.
Yeah, okay, so we're off the air now, yes?
I'm hoping. I'm not sure. I never can know about – I'm very serious. I never know about these switchboard things.
Okay.
I think we're off the air, but did you have a quick question you wanted to ask that's okay?
No. You know what? I'm just going to email you, and we'll just get our final things nailed down.
Sounds great. Very
okay,
good.
Suzanne.
See you soon.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.